Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 42 on Blizzard streaming. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. I apologize for the slight pause in episodes. I did go on a vacation for a couple of days, and I do intend to go on another vacation here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks to Anime Expo, so there will be another pause coming up, so just be expecting that. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about Blizzard streaming, because actually there's been something that's happened specifically with Blizzard and their streaming. So at about Christmas of last year, Blizzard introduced Blizzard streaming, and that was a way that you could go through and stream your Blizzard video games directly to Facebook. Facebook was the only platform that you could do this on, alright? So a lot of people were kind of upset and kind of complained about it, but Blizzard thinks that they made the right move by partnering with Facebook, because, I mean, why not? If you partner with Facebook, that's pretty much success. Except it really isn't. A lot of people didn't really want to watch streaming through Facebook. So, fast forward to now, and just recently, Blizzard actually signed a 2-year deal with Twitch so that Twitch could have full rights to stream any of their mainstream events globally. And now, why is this kind of a big deal? The reason that I feel like this is kind of a big deal is because I feel like this is like Blizzard saying that basically they tried to go into streaming on their own and tried to get a partnership with somebody that they thought would do well, and it kind of failed, so they ended up going with what everyone else already wants, which is for them to allow streaming through Twitch. Now, this also means that streaming for big events like Worlds for HOTS or any competitive play for any Blizzard game is going to be changed pretty significantly. It gives Twitch exclusive rights to stream for any of the Blizzard events that they're having. So that means anyone else, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, is not going to be able to stream these events. Now, it doesn't stop Blizzard from streaming through Blizzard.com or things like MLG.tv, but it does make it so that it can't be streamed on any of the other large streaming platforms. So Twitch really scored something big here, in my opinion. And what I think this is going to mean for the future is that more than likely, we're not going to have any specific Blizzard streaming application like they've tried to introduce. It's probably just going to be a coupling with Twitch in some way, shape, or form. And the reason that I believe that this is going to happen is because it doesn't seem like Facebook sells games, at least not in the same numbers as the way Twitch sells games. And since there are so many people already streaming Blizzard games on Twitch, myself included, I think that this is probably going to be the best way for them to go, especially because it's going to be able to create more of a buzz going around about these games. You know, if you're going to have the exclusive rights for partners on Twitch to be able to sell games, and then Blizzard jumps in on that, and all of a sudden you're selling some of the hottest games on the planet, then that's going to be a pretty big deal. So, where did they kind of go wrong with the Facebook thing? Well, first off, they tried to go and use a social media platform that's specifically for, like, connecting to broadcast games, and they limited it to just that. Now, Twitch, on the other hand, is a streaming platform that is made to be shared. So it's kind of got like a wider audience. People are going specifically to Twitch so that they can view any of these games or any game that they want to view or the streamers that they like to watch. Facebook doesn't really have that. They're really trying with the Facebook Live stuff that they're trying to do and with all of the abilities to enhance Facebook that they've been adding in the recent history. But as far as video game streaming goes, it kind of fell short. And the reason it fell short, in my opinion, is because people aren't going to Facebook to watch video game streaming. They're going to Facebook to catch up on news on their friends or news on celebrities that they might follow or any other thing. You know, it's the same with Twitter or any of the other broadcasting platforms that aren't Twitch. While YouTube does have a good start on this, and while they are doing YouTube Live, and while it seems to be working pretty well for the creators on YouTube, as far as gaming goes, I think they're going to have a really tough time getting into Twitch's market. And that's mostly because Twitch is becoming a household name when it comes to video game streaming. So, do I think that Blizzard made the right decision? They didn't last year with the way that they did their Blizzard streaming, but I believe they did make the correct decision now by coupling with Twitch so that they can get more people following them and more people interested in games, and also kind of hook in people to try and do streaming. Because the more people that are streaming Blizzard games, the better it is for Blizzard. Now, I'm also curious what this deal kind of means for other streaming platforms and other video game companies. So, as a for instance, let's say that Bungie or Ubisoft or any of these other big companies that are out there start to strike deals with any of these streaming websites. And if that's the case, then we might be looking at some kind of weird monopolization of different video games to different video game stream websites, which might end up being like a really odd kind of thing, kind of similar to how we used to have Blockbusters and Hollywood Videos, and then they were all taken over by Netflix because that was the biggest power. It could be that this is the start of a fight between different streaming platforms that we might only come out with one winner on, and that winner, in my honest opinion, will most likely be the one that's streamed to the most, which in this case is Twitch. But depending on what happens here in the near future, what kind of deals are made, it's possible that any Microsoft-specific games are going to go through and only be streamable through, like, Mixer, perhaps. Or that any of the Ubisoft games or any of the Square Enix games or anything like this are only going to be streamable through certain platforms, in which case could severely limit the accessibility of these streams, so you're forced to watch them through certain medium. Now, that's kind of like an interesting dynamic. I don't know how far that's going to go. It could be completely off the reservation, but it's something to think about, and it's definitely something that I'm sure that these streaming companies are thinking about. Now, again, I might just be reading into this way, way too deep, and it might not have very much significance considering that there's not that many global events that Blizzard has that's going to be streamed specifically to Twitch now. However, if this spurs Riot, for instance, to jump on board and start doing the same type of thing, maybe getting the partner specifically with YouTube, for instance, then we might be looking at, like I stated, an all-out war between the streaming platforms. And realistically, I still think that even if Riot did get on board with somebody like YouTube or one of the other streaming companies, it's still going to go to Twitch. And the reason is because it's much easier to get an audience that's specific for your video game through Twitch, in my opinion, than it is for YouTube or through Mixer or through any of the other streaming platforms. So already they're going to be a step ahead. Already they got one of the best video game companies lined up with them. I'm really, really doubting that any of these other streaming websites are going to come even close to the way that Twitch is, and I wouldn't doubt in the near future if Twitch starts rolling out more and more to make it so that more streamers continuously come to their service. So, if anyone from those streaming companies is listening, you're probably going to need to step your game up here soon, but of course, the impact of this, who knows when that's going to happen. It could be years before we see the full impact. Now, this might not have as big of an impact as I'm saying here, where, you know, Blizzard's going to make possibly millions and millions off of just allowing Twitch to go through and stream their major events, but at the same time, it also might. And this could also have an impact on stuff like when they do BlizzCon. For BlizzCon, the virtual tickets might actually end up being streaming through Twitch, or maybe there will be some kind of Twitch deal. I mean, E3 already does stuff like this, so it wouldn't be so far-fetched that Blizzard might do the same. So we might be looking at some changes here in the future, the way that video game companies go and broadcast their professional leagues and things like this. So it's possible that this might be the start of a trend, which will essentially put Twitch in a really good spot as far as being able to make more money. And with them making more money means that they'll be able to do more things with their partners and maybe be able to do a little bit more with their affiliates, and we'll probably be seeing also an increase in streamers. So there's a couple of things that this might be a good business decision for. I believe it's a far better business decision than using somebody like Facebook or YouTube, but that's my own personal opinion. Microsoft has also got into the streaming game recently with Mixer, and they're trying to bring that back into a platform that's going to have video game streaming. I'm not so sure how well that's going to do. While primarily most PC gamers are going to be using Microsoft products like Microsoft Windows to be able to play their video games on, that doesn't necessarily mean they're automatically going to be wanting to use something like Mixer. I'm not even sure how great it is at this point, but I could tell you that the number of people that stream on Mixer is significantly lower than any other platform at this time. So, something to consider if you're trying to get into streaming. Maybe go ahead and check into how many people are streaming your favorite Blizzard games on Twitch. And if you have any questions about the affiliate program, I did make a previous episode. You can go back and watch that, and it kind of explains a little bit of it. So all in all, I think that this is a pretty good move. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm sure that everyone that's a Twitch partner or affiliate currently is pretty excited about it. I'm kind of curious as to what the deal fully entails, but I'm sure that we're going to be seeing more news about it here in the future. So with all that, like I stated at the beginning of the episode, I'm probably going to be taking a little bit of a break here from some episodes around the 4th of July weekend for Anime Expo. I intend to have a really great time. Keep an eye open on my Instagram for some new photos, and please do like, share, and subscribe. Again, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.